The last, Good Time, written with writing partner Ron Bronstein, as this was a furious chase with Robert Pattinson on a mad, upside-down dash through criminal Queens. It was a favorite at Cannes 2018 and an art house hit in the U.S. No more Mr. Nice Guys with Uncut Gems, with Nice Guys specialist and generational touchstone Adam Sandler in a serious turn as a crazy Jewish upstairs jeweler on 47th Street in the Diamond District. The Softies take the pulse of New York borough Jews, post-Soviet Jews, not the fiddler on the roof kind, nor the ridiculous warm and funny Mrs. Maisel Joan Rivers comedian kind, nor the secular ACLU Jews in good wool lawsuits to protect our rights kind, nor the philanthropy Jews of Fifth Avenue. These are crazy Stan Jews, east of Baku and Azerbaijan into the Stan countries, formerly Soviet republics, as far east as Bukhara, Samarkand, and Tashkent in Uzbekistan, wherever that is, who made it out of the Soviet Union to the U.S. in the 1980s exodus. Now they live loud, very loud, as if no one has ever just said something when a scream would do. And they live large. Real estate, cars, bling, repeat.
How you doing, Holly? How's it going?
Good Pesach out.
All right, Larry, you're a Jew again. Welcome back.
How Howard Ratner's people got here, we don't know. Played by Sandler in a turn that deserves an Oscar nomination, Howard has a 47th Street gem shop, a hot girlfriend, Julia, played by Julia Fox, new, what else, Fox, working the counter, and whom he keeps in an IKEA-decorated apartment. A wife, Dina, whom he's divorcing, played by Idina Menzel, who not just picks Sandler's pocket, but strips it clean for best acting honors here, with whom he's had kids who look like voracious squirrels. There's his aging father-in-law, Judd Hirsch, and Eric Bogosian, now ready for Medicare, as his starker brother-in-law, Arno, to whom he owes a small fortune that Arno means to collect using two of the meanest enforcers on Earth, whom the Softies must have found burying a victim in Brighton Beach. I mean, take a look at this guy, Keith Williams Richards, and his sidekick, Tommy Kominick. They're not actors, never acted before. They're hounds from hell. Really. Uncut Gems is about market Jews who live by risk, who've always lived by risk. First in the Stan countries, now in their American iteration, a generational bump down on 47th Street. When we meet him, Howard is working about six different angles, including a mixed-up crazy deal involving a hot rock he wants to auction at a Sotheby's-like joint, and an insane bet of the money the enforcers are waiting for in the lobby as Howard puts it all down on former Boston Celtics power forward Kevin Garnett in the sixth game of the 2012 Eastern Conference Finals with the Philadelphia 76ers. Garnett, brought to Howard's shop by his handler, rising young actor Lakeith Stanfield, to buy some bling, sees the rock and walks out with it, offering his 2008 NBA Finals championship ring as collateral, which Howard hawks, so to speak, immediately to keep another money finagle going. Howard's prized gem cutter, sick of the chaos, has just threatened to quit, to which Howard, staring glassy-eyed at the arrival of the rock, the size of a brick, that he smuggled out of a mine during a calamity in Ethiopia and had delivered inside a fish to his 47th Street office, can only look up uncomprehendingly and drool, "I think I'm gonna." And here you would insert a word for sexual fulfillment. Uncut Gems is bright and shiny and kinetic like young filmmakers make. Think Scorsese's Mean Streets to a decade later his Raging Bull and Quentin Tarantino's first two films Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction. No CGI aging anyone down here in the cast a la the Dinosaur Irishman. The only aging going on here is you in your seat as the film takes three full years off your life in stress. After Uncut Gems, the Softie brothers may become better filmmakers, whatever that means, more mature, tidier, and so on, but they may never achieve this again, a perfect cut. I rarely get to say that. Happy holidays to you and yours, and I'm Harlan Jacobs.